Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Money FM 89.3. Now, SMEs need to understand that brand building is a necessity, not a luxury. SMEs are under extreme resource constraints and need to figure out how to break through the clutter to let their target audience know they have a solution for a critical problem.
And entrepreneurs or early stage startups or SMEs often commit the mistake of looking at marketing and brand creation as an afterthought. Well, joining us, tell us more perhaps how SMEs can overcome their challenges and restraints and include an effective branding strategy as well is the regional marketing director at Klook, Marcus Yong. Well, Marcus, what are your thoughts on how brand strategy is important for SMEs who want to grow regionally and of course later globally?
Thanks, Bernard. Very happy to be here today. Well, I think, first of all, a good brand strategy is what really differentiates a good company from a great company. I think it's something that businesses can hold consistent to their roots. For smaller companies like SMEs, even smaller startups, very often they don't really have the luxury of spending a lot of money or resource to create, you know, a well thought through brand strategy, right? Having agencies and all that. But one thing that they can truly own is the story behind why they created the business. So in summary, I think number one, they have to identify who's the audience that they're speaking to. Number two, they need to know what is the problem that they're trying to solve for their audience. And number three, why they created their business. So it's actually very simple. We don't have to overcomplicate it a lot.
Sure, it sounds simple, but I think execution is what is challenging these days, isn't it, Marcus? And also now, though, there is help, say, digitally, social media platforms and all that's really coming to the fore. But digital marketing capabilities, there's so many avenues that one can use. So how can SMEs tie all of that together? That sounds expensive as well.
Well, you know, people always ask me, hey, Marcus, like, how can we do digital marketing? You know, do we engage like an agency? Do we need to find a specialist? But I always tell them the same thing. I always say that actually, we don't do digital marketing these days anymore. In fact, what we do is we market to a digital world. If you think about it, our parents even, right, they all have a smartphone. Everyone goes onto WhatsApp. Everyone goes onto social media.
Today, your parents maybe, mine.
But today, digital marketing is no longer challenging or difficult. Everything is self-serve. You can go onto YouTube. You can look for tutorials. You can load up an ad by yourself. You can set up an account on Google. In fact, even if you want to sell something today, there are classified platforms where you can just snap a photo, upload it onto an app, and sell it immediately. So I think the way for SMEs or smaller companies to do digital marketing is, number one, just don't hold back, embrace it. Number two is just think of themselves as a normal consumer. How would they go online, search for how to do it, follow the steps, and then just let themselves make mistakes, let themselves get their hands a little bit dirty, and then they'll gain the confidence to be able to execute it.
The space, though, is very cluttered today because of the proliferation of social media, etc., right? So how, I think the fear is then, how do I stand out? How do I make it, prettier? Make the story more exciting, for example? What do you think?
Well, and that's where the brand strategy, that's where the story it becomes very important. So I'll give you an example. You know, a couple of years ago, when Klook was first starting out, when we were a lot smaller, right? Obviously, we didn't have the kind of budgets to, you know, go out there, flood the market with ads and all that. But for us, right, you know, our vision and mission is really to empower travelers, to allow them to discover, you know, the best of what any destination has to offer seamlessly. So back then, we picked up on a piece of news one afternoon where an old lady, her name was Madam Teo, she actually got her money cheated because a travel agency actually closed down. So what we did was we then jumped, you know, onto the social media bandwagon and we asked Singapore to help us locate this lady so that we can teach her how to be a free and easy traveler and send her on her holiday. So we had no intention of churning sales from this or anything. All we wanted to do was just cut through the clutter, stay true to what the brand actually stood for in terms of empowering travelers, and have a little bit of fun. So that went really viral. A lot of people chipped in to hunt for her. Eventually, she came down to our office. We sent her on her trip to Hokkaido with her friends, and she had a great time.
I like the way you mentioned what you mentioned earlier, Marcus, about how it's not digital marketing, but
it's
how
marketing,
you know, cutting through the clutter, etc. So, but I'm also having this fuzzy thought that the millennial audience is ever so fickle right now. So you still need to reach out and talk to them. They're extremely millennial, so to speak. Yeah. So,
and if you're a business owner who's not a millennial, may not be able to relate. And how do we speak then to a millennial audience?
Well, I think you don't always have to speak millennial lingo. I think what young people these days, right, not just millennials, are looking for is authenticity. So every business has a different purpose. Every business has a story that they want to tell. You need to remain true to this authenticity of yours. Again, if I draw back to Klook's story, our co-founders, Eric and Ethan, they created the business because they were on holiday in Nepal and they realized that they couldn't find anything to book that was transparent and honest. Right? Everywhere, all the billboards, the signs, the walk-in shops were all waving signs that says cheapest price, but you had no idea whether it was good, whether you know there were reviews, whether it's the cheapest price. So till today, everything that we do is really about transparency. It's really about empowering travelers to allow them to book, discover the best things to do at the best prices. And going back to your question, Howie, right? I think every business, as long as they're very clear about their story and their brand purpose, that's where you're able to connect with the customers and you'll be able to
regardless
find those
loyalists. Of age group.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, talk to us about then consistency in delivering. Because what if, say, you change the head of marketing and they're a fuddy-duddy and then the language comes out a little differently that millennials may not be able to, or whoever your audience may be, may not be able to relate to. Talk to us about consistency then. And also it being consistent, the message being sent out to the organization's story and their values and their culture.
It has to come from within. And when I say it has to come from within, it has to be exemplified by everyone, not just the founders or not just like a brand playbook that you put in a PowerPoint deck that everyone refers to. So for instance, what some of, like in Klook's case, right, empowerment is something that we believe very strongly in, which means that even internally, we allow our staff to come up with ideas in terms of creating new products, new initiatives that they want to do, and we empower them to do it. So I think this whole thing about being true internally has to be exemplified by not just the founders, but everyone in the company as well. I'll just very quickly talk about one example. Because we are so hands-on and we believe in empowering, 2 weeks ago, or was it 3 weeks ago, we did Klook Travel Festival, which was a travel event at Suntec where we had about 35,000 people turn up. Throughout the whole weekend, everyone in the office came down. We interacted with customers. We wanted to show customers in Singapore that we're not just a logo or a website. We are real people behind the brand, actually learning from them as well. And we want to help them actually achieve their dream holidays.
Wonderful. Very well put. Okay. Do you think, Marcus, branding can work to kind of up the productivity for SMEs? I mean, in a local context, for instance. Do you think it's possible?
I do think so, because with a strong brand, you don't actually have to spend money, you know, doing a ton of recruitment ads. People will know about you. They will want to join you naturally. And, you know, these days, LinkedIn, for example, is a great platform where you have a lot of employees going there to share the company's value, mission, what they're doing. When people pick up on things like that, it's very, they would say, I want to work in that company. The second thing is, it's purpose. So your employees that come to work, they feel like they're contributing to a larger purpose. They don't look at it like a 9 to 5, oh, it's 12 o'clock, let me go for lunch. You know, they naturally want to stay late. They want to work weekends because they're making a difference.
Anecdotally, I've heard that within the SME space, they still look at the marketing and branding department, if there were one, as a cost center when it actually should be, say, pegged to sales as well. There should be some sort of revenue targets for a marketing department. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. So, like in Klook's case, we are an e-commerce brand. So everything that we do has to have a growth metric to it. Now, the growth metric does not necessarily need to be sales all the time. You know, it could be things like app downloads. It could be things like how many customers did you connect with? How many customers actually signed up for your mailing list? In the same vein, for SMEs, everything that they do, they have to understand that not everything equates to sales immediately, but it's a funnel. So,
but some kind of tangible results as criteria that you are successfully doing your job, right?
Example of tangible results could be things like how many people actually consume this piece of content that you pushed out. You know, if you put an offer, right, how many people actually walk into the store and quote this promotional code or this offer that you put online? These are just very simple means that you can equate, you know, your efforts, right, to results.
Tell us, how do SMEs tackle the lack of know-how in getting started? How do they do that?
Yeah, like we talked about earlier, how do we make the picture pretty?
Correct.
Or, I don't know how to get started.
Couple of things. Number one is Google's a great resource, as we all know. The second thing is...
The fear, though, is the information coming out of Google, everyone can see, everyone will do the same thing, and I'll still be lost in the lalang.
Yeah.
So one thing that we always advocate in the marketing space or even the travel space is go out there and meet people. Don't always stay in the office, you know, hiding behind your computer screen. Go for events, right? Go for networking sessions. And that's where you can actually ask for help. So very often these days, we are talking about the sharing economy, right? You can easily reach out to somebody and say, I need help. Would you come down to my office to give a talk? Or can I join in, right, to learn from you? So even at Klook, we facilitate such networking sessions and we invite partners down, you know, to learn from us as well as other partners that we work with.
Marcus Yong is regional director at Klook, and you also were the second employee here in Singapore. Very quickly, before we let you go, how has your journey evolved with Klook?
Well, I think it's been great. It's been amazing. I don't think, you know, you have the chance often to actually build something from scratch. And I think
a pioneer, so to speak, right?
Yeah. And I think the biggest takeaway for me is, you know, when I first joined the company, not many people have heard of Klook. But today, when I go out there and I speak to a room and I ask them how many people have used Klook, 80% of the people will raise up their hands, right? And the best thing is, the reviews that they give, right, are all really good. They feel that Klook has really helped them save time, save money, and that's where I feel I'm making a difference. So it's been incredibly fulfilling.
And to be honest, Marcus, some of these reviews also determine people like me to kind of book through Klook on certain things.
Thank you.
It's a marketing thing for you as well.
Marcus Yong, Regional Marketing Director at Klook. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.